What did you consider one of your biggest design challenges this year with everything new you added to the Ghost Train?
I think one of our challenges is always to keep it family friendly. When we go to the trade shows, we see a lot of items and materials and special effects and props that are really over the top, I feel, for our audience. In our attraction, we have no blood, no gore. There's no actors in our attraction to jump out at you. Our challenge is always to keep it fun and family friendly and not to take it to that next level of being too over the top for the kids and their parents.
Is there anything in the Ghost Train of Griffith Park that might be scary for a very timid child or a very young child?
Well, probably the two scariest things are there's an asylum up front, and the asylum has kind of kooky characters in it, and that is right up front where the parents and kids can see that right away before they even get on the train. So if there's something in there that the child is not comfortable with, we have what we call our child swap or baby swap, and that's over to the side of the train, and we run cartoons in that area on a monitor. So if for any reason a child is not comfortable with riding, they can go over to the cartoon area and sit there with the parent, have fun while the rest of the party rides, and then when the party comes off the train ride, we do a switch where the parent who's been babysitting the child can get on the train and also take the ride. So really everybody can enjoy it at the same time.
What a good idea. You mentioned that a lot of big kids come year after year after year unaccompanied by children.
That's really part of our challenge, because when we started this 13 years ago, a lot of those kids are still coming back. And of course, those kids have grown up a little bit. So now they're what, 15, 16, 18. But they still come back and they still have a lot of fun with it. So we really try to mix the displays up to entertain people of all ages. But again, we don't do the blood and gore, and we don't have any actors to jump out at anyone.
It sounds perfect for a lot of people that are actually here at Pasadena City College, because some people just aren't into blood and gore. Some people love scary or love traditional. It sounds like there's something really for everybody.
Yes, if you like traditional images of Halloween, and you know, a lot of girls especially don't like to go to the haunt because they don't want to be scared, they don't want to be chased around. This is just one more thing to do. I mean, there are certainly a ton of things to do here in Southern California for the Halloween industry. And I always encourage people to go to all the different haunts and really experience everything that's out there. But this is something that is family friendly, and you'll have a lot of fun if you come down. And it's not really scary. It's more, we call it spooky, creepy, wacky, thrilling. Those are just some of the things we use to describe it.
What's been one of your all-time favorite experiences with the Ghost Train?
I think what I found with all of it, with just joining the live steamers in general and doing the Ghost Train, is that when you join an organization as a volunteer, you just never know what you're going to run into. But what I ran into with this group was it's a great group of people that really have a love for trains, and I made so many new friends in this group, and there's just a great camaraderie of everybody coming together on this special event, and everybody just works together on it to make it successful. I was really blown away when we first started doing this, how many people actually wanted to participate in it. So I guess there's a lot of people that really enjoy Halloween, and our members do come down. It takes about 60 people a night to actually run this operation, and again, we're all volunteers. So I'm just really thankful for all the friends I've made and the product that we've actually put together here, you know, as a group.
And in fact, the Ghost Train, I understand, is a 501c3 nonprofit and a fundraiser for the Los Angeles Live Steamers?
Yes, it's our once-a-year fundraiser. Normally when you come in on Sundays, it's a donation, and the donation is suggested, and it's $3 for the train ride. The Ghost Train is our once-a-year fundraiser, and our ticket price is just $10, so it's definitely a deal. And it's one of the best Halloween deals that you'll find in the L.A. area.
Let's talk about some of the restrictions that you have. People have to be a certain height and a certain weight to ride the Ghost Train?
Yes, you know, part of our disclaimer, basically, when you call our information line, basically says all riders must be at least 34 inches tall and under 350 pounds to ride our trains. All children under the age of 15 must be accompanied by an adult rider. So that's something to keep in mind if you're coming down. A lot of times parents do come with young children that are under 34 inches. And if they are under 34, they can't ride the train. So again, we suggest that they go over to the area where the TV monitors are and they can sit there and watch cartoons.
I did not realize until I began researching this that Los Angeles Live Steamers has a real connection with Walt Disney.
You know, we were very fortunate almost a little over 10 years ago to have the Walt Disney family come out and take a look at our property. When they sold the house, which is up at Holby Hills, they were looking for a location to put the Disney barn. The Disney barn is actually the little barn that was in the back of Walt Disney's property, and the new owners that purchased the property didn't want the barn. So a group of volunteers took that barn apart, board by board, piece by piece. They brought it down to our club. It took about 3 years of negotiations back and forth with the city, but that barn was actually rebuilt on our property, and it basically is identical to what it was on his property, including the wooden fence that went around it when it was at the Holmby Hills location. The barn now houses a great museum of Disney memorabilia, and you can actually go into Walt's barn where he actually built his first train.
So when Halloween is over, Gary, people can come, is it the third Sunday of every month, and see the barn?
Yes, in fact, the copy that is on our phone number basically says on the third Sunday of every month, the Walt Disney Barn and our interactive 1920s steam plant display is also open for public viewing from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the entrance to these attractions is through our East End service gate, which is off Sioux Drive. It's not at the main gate.
Is there any danger coming back to the ghost train that it will sell out or that people won't get a chance to ride it?
No, it doesn't sell out. In fact, one of the best nights to come is Halloween night, mainly because kids have to get up and go to school the next day. A lot of times it will thin out, especially on a Friday night or a Sunday night, at about 9 o'clock. So if you still want to come down, around 8:30, 9 o'clock is a good time to check it out. And our gates are open till 10, so anyone who's inside the gate by 10 o'clock gets a ride.
8:30 on Halloween night. Before we wrap up here, what are you going to be doing on Halloween night with the ghost train?
We have some things that have been donated to us, and we're going to be giving those things out to the public. One company donated a large amount of candy that we're going to be giving out, and another company donated some little toys that we're going to be giving out. So that will be on Halloween night.
And do you get to drive the train?
I won't be driving for this. Mainly I go around and I manage things in general that need to be taken care of. And again, there's a team of about five of us that do that. But, you know, if I have time, I jump on a train and I take a ride just to check on things along the route.
Finally, in what ways would you most like to expand the ghost train rides in future years?
That's a good question. I think we're always asked about Christmas. And we've debated doing Christmas in the past, but it would really be a challenge of Halloween takes quite a while to break down afterwards. And, you know, if we could somehow incorporate some Christmas trim into some of the Halloween displays, you know, we might consider doing something for Christmas in the future.
Please keep me posted. Gary, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Dot. It was great.